Hey folks, here OS Reviews. You're watching our video review of the Huawei Qi2 TL00, also known as the Huawei Honor 4X, a relatively inexpensive phablet with a 5.5-inch IPS display with a 720p HD resolution that retails on Amazon for under $200, which is extremely inexpensive. With that being said, you definitely have middle-of-the-road specs that's inclusive of a 1.2GHz quad-core CPU, only 1GB of RAM, as well as 4GB of flash storage, which is on the lower side of the spectrum. Luckily, there is a microSD card slot located behind the battery cover. On the back, you have access to a 13-megapixel autofocus-enabled camera produced by Sony, as well as an LED flash. On the front, there is a 2.0-megapixel front-facing camera that does a pretty good job of taking selfies, as well as Skype and video calls. Underneath the back cover, you also have access to a 3,000mAh capacity battery. Now, the Honor 4X is actually oriented for the Asian market, so it's going to be found in Beijing primarily, and because of that, it does not have all the Google services installed right away. So, for example, if I wanted to slide to the home screen here, you don't have access to Gmail, nor do you have any Google Search, Google Play, or even the Marketplace, and so if you want to have those applications, if you're in the States or in Europe, you have to either root it or find a workaround, which you can do by looking at a tutorial online. Otherwise, though, we think this is a pretty good phone in terms of general playback. It's not the most powerful smartphone we've reviewed, but overall, it's pretty snappy for only 1GB of RAM, at least in our experience. You can see it's relatively lucid and responsive. Now, as with most Huawei phones these days, this has been customized by their own ROM on top of Android 4.4.2, again, the EMUI version 3.0. In premise, it's quite similar to the Xiaomi MIUI or even on some Apple iOS devices, because there is no unified app drawer, which you're used to on most Android smartphones. Instead, whenever you install a new game or a new program, it simply creates another shortcut along the home screen, and so essentially you have unlimited home screens to populate with your favorite widgets and applications. It's extremely easy to use, although you can't customize it as much as a traditional vanilla build of Android would, so for more advanced users, it's not the best ROM that we've seen, although it's great for first-time smartphone users. On the very top, you have access to a drag-down notification drawer, which is relatively standard. You have access to the time, date information, as well as weather updates, and there's also a gesture you can use to create a universal search, which is an L that you can drag down like so from the top. This allows you to search any apps, contacts, or messages directly on the phone, or even search the web. As you can see here, we have access to the QWERTY keyboard, which is quite wide. As expected on a 5.5-inch phablet, we had no issues with really typing along here. There's also swipe that's built in. You can install any basic keyboards that you would want to. You can also search in Chinese and use handwriting recognition or even voice search if you don't like this built-in keyboard. And overall, we had no issues in terms of accuracy of the typing. The screen is quite sensitive. As far as viewing angles are concerned, we were also pleased with the experience found on the Huawei 4X. You can see it's quite bright, vibrant, and easy to see. This is the brightness turned on to 50%, and even now it's still relatively readable under direct sunlight, which is good. In terms of battery life, the phone actually lasted us roughly 1 to 2 days before we needed to recharge it with moderate usage, which is good for a phablet of this size. And so overall, we were pleased with the overall battery life as well. Taking a look at the hardware on the bottom, you have access to 3 capacitive controls, which is a little bit antiquated. We tend to see more and more phones with on-screen controls these days, but you have access to a home key here, a back key, and also a key for you to tap on there for more applications that you want to close or open for multitasking. It's pretty sensitive and easy to use. Sometimes it takes a little bit of pressing a few times for you to get the correct press or the correct position. There's also no backlight, so you can't see these controls under darker environments. On the right-hand spine, you have access to a volume rocker that's tactile, easy to press, and there's also a power on-off switch that's also nicely positioned and easy to use with one hand. In terms of size, I would say that the Huawei Honor 4X is definitely manageable. For a phablet, it feels well-constructed despite having a plastic construction all around. The back cover is also removable for the battery underneath, even though it feels like a unibody design. There's also a slight texture on the back, which makes the phone easier to grip. And again, I think this is a relatively attractive phone for the $200 asking price. Taking a look at some other functions next, you can also pinch out of the main screen there to create new transitions, so it's kind of similar to other mods you might install on your phone, which is directly built in here, which is kind of unique. For example, I can tap on transitions, I can change it to a squeeze, so each time I change one of the screens, it's going to create a different animation. This is the box, this is the windmill, so after I'm happy with that, maybe I can go back. There's also different widgets that you can install, as well as different layouts that you can change for the size of the apps that they show up on screen, and also the wallpapers you can customize to your liking, as well as the themes. So there's quite a bit that you can play around with if you really want to get into these settings. Taking a closer look at some other apps on here, we're going to go into the camera next. The thing about the 8 megapixel camera on here is that you have quite a bit of settings, although the field of vision is a little bit narrow, so it's not the most wide-angle lens we've seen on a camera. Colors also are slightly washed out, so it's not the best camera we've seen, although you do have pretty detailed shots as far as focusing is pretty good. So for example, we have a case which you can purchase. It's a separate accessory that retails for roughly $40. It's a smart case cover that you can attach with a window that shows you some basic information you can access without having to turn on your phone or flip open the case. If I want to take a quick picture over here, there's a flash. It's going to hopefully take a shot afterwards. So I'm going to tap once to focus and then tap again to take an image. It's pretty fast to focus and relatively quick to create the shot. You also have the ability to create some beauty shots pretty quickly, and you can adjust the beauty level to remove anything like acne on a face for self-portraits. There's also the video mode, and you can shoot at 1080p HD resolution. You can also change the flash settings, you can change different filters, HDR mode, focusing on different parts of a photo. There's also something called all focus, which is quite unique. It allows you to focus on everything at the same time, and later on going back and changing which part of the photo exactly you want to focus into. This is a pretty neat feature we haven't really seen before. You can also add watermarks into your videos and photos, which I do like. And overall, it's pretty snappy, again, for something with only 1 gig of RAM. There's very little lag, which I was quite impressed with. And after you're done, you can tap on the corner over here to view back your recently taken images. So this is the image that I just took. You can see colors are nicely balanced, it's slightly washed out, a bit more white than the actual case appears in real life, but you have a nice amount of detail inside of the photos, and I would say it works best under direct sunlight, but under darker environments it works okay with the camera's built-in flash. Taking a look at some other settings on here, you have access to Wi-Fi, Bluetooth 4.0, GPS, all those standard features you find on most Android smartphones. And if I wanted to click on the web browser next, again, we have Baidu as the native search client as opposed to Google. So here we have the Apple website loaded, and you can see that it's working pretty nicely through all the graphics. This is actually the mobile version, but it's taking a little bit longer since there's more graphics on here, but everything is pretty smooth and lucid. You can also pinch in and out. It's pretty responsive, no checkerboard patterns as you move around, pretty fast. So overall performance is decent, and I think that if you're using it for web browsing purposes, you'll be pleased just because the screen is large enough for you to read and also to watch videos without any issues. Otherwise, in terms of call quality, it was also pretty strong, although reception could be a little bit better. Sometimes if you held the phone on the very top, you could drop a bar, and so that's an area that the manufacturer could work on a little bit. But otherwise, the actual speaker on the very bottom is quite loud and clear. Also, the placement here is a good design, as opposed to something like on the back, so that if you place a phone on the table, you can still hear what's going on if you're playing back music, movies, or using the speakerphone to talk with friends and family. And so overall, the speaker does a good job of playing back your movies and also your sound when you're calling and talking to other people. Otherwise, some other basic programs that are built onto here includes a game center. You can install your games as you would please. There's also an app center that's been customized by Huawei, so this is not the full, again, Google experience. It's a bit more limited, although the popular titles should be found here, although most of them will be in Chinese. So again, if you are looking for some more standard applications, you do have to root the phone and then go that more traditional route. Also, the addition of a calendar on here, which works pretty nicely. You can set different notifications, and it can vibrate to tell you or ring to tell you when something is happening. A basic clock. These are some basic programs that have been customized exclusively by Huawei, so you can see how the design is a bit more unique than your traditional Android experience would. So it's been slightly tweaked. It looks a bit more fancy. There's also a weather application you can see to check the weather. It uses weather.com.cn. There's also the ability for it to manage your phone in terms of the memory. HI Care is basically the ability for you to record your weight and then also your blood pressure to monitor that over time, although you don't have any smart monitoring physical tools built onto the phone directly. There's no heart rate monitor or anything like that. There's VMall for you to shop. Work-related includes a Kingsoft Office, which allows you to edit and read Excel, Word, and PowerPoint documents, but you can't create any new ones, unfortunately. There's also an iReader, which allows you to read some basic ebooks and download them as you would please, and the free titles are included inside of the box, although they are also in Chinese. But you can see here that the general experience is pretty impressive. The transitions between the pages are relatively fast, and you can also load your own books on here using a PDF file if you want to do that in another language. You do have access to a secondary web browser on here for more safe and secure web browsing when you're out and about. There's also a Honor wallet for use of the NFC chipset integrated on the back for you to pay at different restaurants using your phone. But basically, that's all the main applications that are built on here. Overall, I would say that the Huawei Honor Q2 TL00, also known as the 4X, is a generally impressive phone for only $200. I was actually shocked at how smooth and lucid the experience was for a phone that has only 1 gig of RAM as well as 4 gigs of built-in flash storage. From the home screen, you also have access to a few shortcuts. If you drag to the top, you have access to a famous quote that gives you a bit of a description as far as what the wallpaper is showing that changes each time that you power the phone on and off, as you can see here. You also have the ability to turn the flash on the back on and off for use as a flashlight in darker environments. You also have access to quick launch shortcuts for the calculator, as well as for a dialer pad. And also look at the smart cover that you can purchase separately. It's a nice cover case that you can snap into place and uses the proximity sensor to know when the phone has been closed. You have the ability to see the time, date, and weather information, as well as play back your songs through the smart cover. And whenever you open up the case, it automatically unlocks. And so it works pretty nicely, even though it adds quite a bit of bulk to the phone. Overall, I would say that the Huawei Honor Q2 TL00, also known as the Huawei Honor 4X, is a decent 5.5-inch phablet phone. I was surprised by how snappy the performance was, considering you only have 1 gig of RAM and 4 gigs of built-in flash storage. In fact, I expected the phone to be sluggish with all the transitions and the custom ROM that Huawei, you know, installed on this particular phone. But instead, the user interface is also quite attractive, at least in my opinion. So if you're on a budget and looking for a 5.5-inch phablet that performs nicely and you don't need top-of-the-line specs, you just want some basic web browsing, watching a few videos, taking a few pictures, and you don't need the best camera or the best, you know, gaming processor underneath the hood, I think you'll be pleased with the call quality, the build quality, and the general performance quality of the Huawei Q2 TL00. To learn more information about this phone, be sure to check out our full written review, but this has been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS.